Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lindsay Oman. She is with the Emory Caring for Kids, and they have their Christmas kits that are going to need to be built. They're doing them a little bit differently this year, but everybody, they need your help, and they could use it. And if you've got it, you want to help out, they can tell you how to take care of all that. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's just dive right in, shall we? We were talking before we came on the air. Now, you're set up a little differently than Carbon Caring for Kids, aren't you?
We do ours a little bit different. We based ours off of how they ran theirs, because obviously Marcy and them created this amazing program, and that's who I was in contact with when we created this program over here. We just changed things as kind of the years went on and kind of what's worked best for Emory County. But for the most part, they're around the same, but we do a couple things over here a little bit different.
And one of the things that you guys do differently is, and I think it's with how you collect where the kits go. Is that right?
We have just different drop-off locations throughout the county. And then we pack kits, and then our amazing counselors from our school district actually help us deliver the kits to the schools, and then our secretaries at the schools hand out the kits to the kids.
So, and that's kind of how it goes with them. And, you know, you guys all use and need the same things, right? So, like, when people are even just wanting to help out through the year, what kinds of things do you have to ask people to look for when they're out shopping?
Yes, so Emory and Carbon Caring for Kids use a lot of the same items. So Emory Caring for Kids, we use mac and cheese cups, Top Ramen, the microwavable Chef Boyardee cups, fruit cups, applesauce pouches, oatmeal, breakfast bars, individual wrapped snacks, anything that kind of goes with that. This year we actually have started using canned soup, as long as it has a pop-top lid, so that the kids have easy access to that, so that they don't have to have a can opener or anything to open those. So that's been something that they've been really enjoying.
And once again, you're looking for things that these kids can do themselves, right? Not a lot of, mostly just microwavable stuff, if you can find those things, and that's what you're looking for, really.
So the way that we explain it best is we want to make it so that a kindergartner can prepare it themselves.
So it's very simple for them, and they can handle that kind of thing. So that's normal stuff that you guys take in day in, day out for weekly things. Christmas always runs a little differently, doesn't it?
We do Christmas a little bit different because it's such a long break. But in that same sense, these kids have to carry these kits home, so we also have to think about how much we can get into that bag for them to take home.
And so what kinds of things are you looking for? Is the list kind of more the same, or you're just looking for more of it, or are there different items that you're looking for when you're doing these Christmas ones?
So a lot of the items are the same, but we are asking for a full box of cereal for each child, and then we are asking for a full can of peanut butter, a full can of jelly. So things that we don't normally use every week, we do use those for the Christmas kits.
Okay.
And there is a flyer on our Facebook page that has the actual items that we are putting in each kit.
And you're doing, once again, you're doing stuff differently this Christmas as well, because you've had a couple of groups step up and want to work together on this. So you've got the Emory Aquatic Center alongside the Emory Swim Team, and they're going to kind of help you collect things and build these kits and then get them where they need to go. Is that what the plan is?
Yes, we are so excited because this year we have this amazing group of kids, and the Aquatic Center is a huge supporter of Emory Caring for Kids. They're actually one of our drop-off locations, and they're always willing to step in and help anytime. So they've actually partnered together, and they're going to help with putting these kits together this year. So we're looking for 45 full kits put together and donated, and then the other 45 are just individual items donated so that these kids can actually organize and put together the kits themselves, So we're really excited that they were willing to step in and do this project with us. So that information as well is listed on the Facebook page, and we're really excited to be able to work with the swim team. They've actually done this with us every year. This year, we're just kind of including them a little bit more, but they always step in and actually have done almost 30 to 40 kits every year for us. This time, they're actually going to just do the whole thing with us. So we're really excited.
So how it will work is, you said you're going to need 45 people that are people that are wanting to build 45 kits, and then you'll need stuff for the other 45 kits, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when they get that, if they want those 45, you know, if they want to help by buying separate items, where do they take those things?
So for Christmas kits, we are doing it a little bit different. We, instead of all of our drop-off locations, we do ask that Christmas kit donations are either dropped off to Emory Aquatic Center in Castledale or Magnuson Lumber in Castledale.
Okay, so there's the two drop-off points. And that's for the already built kits as well?
Yes, just so we can keep weekly, because we still have our weekly kits through December, so we want to keep items separate from weekly kits and Christmas kits, just so we can make sure that all of the kits are being taken care of.
All right, perfect. So once again, if people are interested in helping out, what's the name on your Facebook page?
Emory Caring for Kids.
So go on there. The lists are up, correct? Everything's there that they're going to need to buy?
Yes, the list is up. And then if you're interested in doing a full kit, if you will just comment on the Facebook post so we can keep track of how many full kits we have. And then if a full kit is something that you're unable to do, but you still want to donate, there is a list of items, and you can pick which items work best for you to donate, and you can take those to either Emory Aquatic or Magnuson Lumber.
All right. Now, are you guys set up to take cash donations as well?
So we have a Venmo account, Emory Caring, the number 4, kids, and we also have an account at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union that I believe you can just go into the actual branch in Price or Castledale, and if you give them our account name, they can just deposit that.
All right, so there's plenty of ways to help. Yeah. Venmo, yeah. You've got an account set up, or go buy these things. You're going to be at the stores anyway this time of year, isn't everybody?
Yes.
So get to the stores. If you take the list with you, you see it, you're like, okay, I'll just grab a couple of these things now and then get them to where they need to go. That's Magnuson Lumber or the Emory Aquatic Center. Lindsay, thank you so much for what you guys do over there, and thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Well, thank you for having us and helping us get the word out for this.
This is one of those things that, you know, it's a great time of year, and everybody should get out and help out when they can. Once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Lindsay Oman with Emory Caring for Kids. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.